Well, it's called our, what is the word for just a pouring of rain, although I think it's completely mistaken, our monsoon season, but that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. We do have what, most of our rain comes in July and August, perhaps September. That's when we get our rain. It's frequently referred to, I see in the papers, the monsoon season. Well, if that's a monsoon, I'm a Negro aviator.
Well, in I've heard it called monsoons in Tucson also, and yeah. But here we don't get enough rain.
I was in the service overseas during the war, I really got into monsoons in Africa, and I really found out what really rain was, just pouring sheets all day long, you know.
Now the loud storms that we get with lots of booms and crashes.
Lightning storms.
Okay, and. What storms do we get in winter?
Well, on occasion, every 3 or 4 years we get a snowstorm. Mostly light, but I have known of one where about 4 or 5 inches fell perhaps 15 years ago, and where I live at Casitas Coronado on the side of the mountain near Coronado Country Club, we were literally marooned up there.
Couldn't get out.
Couldn't get in or out, and the electricity was all off. But fortunately, one resident in our cul-de-sac was one of these good old-fashioned standbys that preferred to have a gas stove, and she would have everybody in at night and evening for a good supper.
That's nice.
I don't remember what we did for breakfast or lunch, but.
That's good thinking.
Because there was no electricity for about 3 days. It was quite the worst we've ever seen.
That's amazing. I don't even remember that, yeah. The number before one is?
Zero.
And a kind of injury you can get from cold weather is?
What?
A cold weather injury.
I'm sorry?
An injury you can get from cold
weather. What is that word? Trying to think of it, it's escaping my mind. Again, because it's so rare here, frostbite. Frostbite.
Sure. Now, when it gets cold enough to kill the plants, that's a
freeze.
Okay. And what's a word for wet snow?
A wet snow. Well, to my knowledge, it's just that. Usually it's preceded by rain, and then it snows, and we call that a wet snow.
Okay. Now, if somebody's skating on a lake and they want to avoid a place on the lake, what is that place they want to avoid skating on?
A thin spot in the ice.
And in Colorado, when the snows melt and the ground loosens up, that's called the spring.
A thaw.
And what are some windstorms that we get?
What about them?
What do we call them?
Windstorms. Dust storms.
Uh-huh.
It's here, it's so, especially when it's so dry.
And what about those things that whirl around?
Tornadoes, but we've never had one here in El Paso.
How about the little ones that just whirl the dust?
Oh, dust devils.
Okay. And if the wind has not been blowing, but then it starts to blow, how do you describe that? You say the wind is doing something. The wind is
coming up.
Okay. And what's the opposite of that?
Going down.
Okay.
Abating.
Abating is a good word. I like that. The weather is hotter than
hell.
And the weather is colder than